Our guest on Local Focus this morning, Christine Brown, Environmental Programs Coordinator with Henderson County. Christine, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Fantastic. It's great to have you here at the Q this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And of course, Brian B2 Bird helping us out here this morning as well. Good morning, Mr. B2.
Good morning, Mark.
Great to have you here. So, Christine, there are some recycling events coming up here with the county, and this is a really wonderful opportunity for folks who live in the county. Paige and I, we're just in a renovation process. We're getting into one little building, and we've got another one. We found all kinds of stuff we're not using, chemicals and things that we don't want to use anymore. And this is a good opportunity for us to get rid of those things, right?
Yes, and we have three events in the spring and three in the fall. And so we're just kicked off our three spring events, and it is our household hazardous waste and paint recycling events. And we have those. The next one is April 9th, and then May 14th, and they are only from 8 a.m. until noon.
Okay.
Is the time. So we're really strict on our hours, so please come within that time frame.
And you just had one back in March, earlier in March on the 12th, and you said it was a huge success. Lots of turnout.
Yes, we collected over 1,000 gallons of paint and filled up 20 drums of chemicals.
Wow. All right, so the next one coming up is April the 9th, and it's at the convenience center and the transfer station all right there, right?
Yes. So we split the event up into two separate locations. The paint and paint-related items are collected at the transfer station, and it is $2 a gallon for paint.
Okay.
And we do not accept empty paint cans or dried paint. It's only liquid paint that we are accepting.
Okay.
And it's oil-based, latex-based, as well as paint thinners, solvents, stains. But we do not accept wall plaster, putty, or caulk.
Okay. So when you say $2 per gallon, let's say I've got an old paint can that's got like a quarter, there's still a quarter of, a gallon in there. Does that just weigh it all out or something to make it a gallon, or how does that work?
We do charge. That would be a gallon.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So it would be considered mm-hmm. a gallon. All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So let's talk about all the different things we need to be bringing to this to this next event coming up on the 9th. Paint related items. And what are the other things? You got chemicals and cleaners. Talk
yes.
about that.
And so, again, the transfer station is paint and paint-related items.
Right.
But next door at the recycling center, the convenience center, we'll be accepting chemicals, cleaners, and pesticides. And that is no charge to residents.
Right.
And so when you pull into the convenience center, you'll stay in the left side, the left lane, and please wait before it's your turn. And you will unload your car onto a table, and then you'll be good to go.
Wow.
So we've got some listeners that are new to town. They haven't been to our really well-done convenience
yeah.
center. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the convenience center is a great location. It is off Stony Mountain Road, and there residents can bring all different kinds of items. They can bring single-stream recycling except for glass, and so you can put all your cardboards, cans, bottles, jugs, and jars in one bin, except for we do ask that you keep out glass bottles and jars.
Uh-huh.
And then you can also bring peripheral electronics.
Right.
And so, old VCRs or
yep, I've done it.
DVD players.
Yep.
You can bring most electronics there except for TVs and computer monitors. Go to the transfer station, and there's a $15 recycling fee.
Yep.
And you can also bring batteries there. And if you bring batteries, please tape over the positive side.
Okay.
Please tape the ends, and then you can also bring metals of all kinds. Like, say you had an old refrigerator you
yeah.
need to get rid of.
Yeah.
You can bring that there. If you bring a refrigerator, take the door off. We do ask that it be empty. And then also bagged leaves can go there. And we also started last year a really cool food waste drop-off site.
Uh-huh.
And so that is where residents can drop off all food and all non-recyclable paper. And it goes to a commercial composting facility where it's basically cooked up to 175 degrees and turned into compost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you can bring meat, bones, all kinds of old food, and even the compostable plastics. If you try and compost those in your backyard, they will not go away.
Okay.
So only a commercial compost facility can
do
take
that.
Those commercial plastics like EcoWare or Greenware, EcoPlastic. So Yeah.
Wow. You know, it's just so, it's so interesting how this has changed over the years. You know, so the knowledge of this and knowing what goes where and is very, very important. And you got a website we can go to get a lot of this, right?
Yes, it is hcrecycles.org.
Okay.
And there you can find all this recycling information, download our county recycling brochure, and see all the different events we have coming up. And there's also, we launched this July, Recyclopedia. And that is a website where you can basically kind of Google what goes in your recycling bin and or where you take certain items, but it's only specific to Henderson County.
Aha. Aha. Interesting. Because like I'm wondering now, with the person that does our trash stopped taking glass as a recyclable for us. So now I'm trying to figure out, all right, what do I do with that now? So I can go to hcrecycles.org and learn about that.
Yes. And you can learn, you know, where to take it, or the convenience center or transfer station. So, yeah.
Excellent. And again, the convenience center and the transfer station are on Stony Mountain Drive. So that's just off of Asheville Highway.
And open to all Henderson County residents.
Yes. And they are only open from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Oh, gotcha.
So please come within those hours.
All right. All right. So two more household waste and paint recycling events coming up. April the 9th, another one on May the 14th, both of them from 8 a.m. until 12 noon. And that information is going to be on our Q-tip page on our website.
It is at WTZQ.com. Just click on events.
Click on events, and you'll find out all of that information again. So you've got paint and related items that will go to the transfer station, chemicals, cleaners, and pesticides that will go to the convenience center. There's no charge for those, but there is a small charge, $2 per a gallon container for the paints, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yes.
And we also have some other wonderful, yes, great workshops coming up. Actually, next week, April 3rd, we're having our first Pub and Leftover Grub compost series. So we are coming to you. We're going to come and go to different breweries and do a composting workshop there. And so Bold Rock Hard Cider is the first one, and it's from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we do ask that it's a free event, but please register at hccompostboldrock.eventbrite.com. But okay. I know that's a long, you can go to our website and go to that too.
hcrecycles.org.
Yes.
That's where we can get that link. All
and
right.
We'll get that event up on Q-tips as well.
Yeah, and look up Pub and Leftover Grub. And then there's also another tab for backyard composting workshops. You can come celebrate Earth Day with us at Sierra Nevada Brewing. And we have a compost workshop there at 2 p.m. that I'm teaching. And then we are partnering with the city of Hendersonville, and they are doing a rain barrels and rain gardens workshop at 3:15. And then you can do a behind-the-scenes sustainability tour with Sierra Nevada at 4:15. And we do have 30-minute breaks in between these workshops, so you can relax, enjoy a beverage, maybe get something to eat, and then come back and learn more about how to make our Earth a better place.
And that's Earth Day, and that's coming up when?
April 20th.
April 20th.
Yes.
All right. And April 3rd is your first backyard composting workshop at Bold Rock Hard Cider.
Yes.
Right? All of that information, once again, at hcrecycles.org, right?
Yes.
And at WTZQ.com on
Q-tips.
Fantastic. Christine, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And for the work that you're doing with the county and this recycling stuff, don't be a stranger. Let's continue to make sure our community knows where they can go to take care of this recycling. And let's keep Henderson County as beautiful as it is.
Yes, yes. And please, if anyone has any questions, feel free to email or call me anytime. I'm your environmental programs coordinator, so I'm here to help. So reach me anytime.
Fantastic. Again, that website is hcrecycles.org, right? Christine Brown, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Again, folks, remember those recycling events are coming up April the 9th and another one on May the 14th. And those are 8 a.m. until 12 noon. Find out more by going to hcrecycles.org or on our Q-tips page at WTZQ.com.